This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm, or use our Discord on-air call-in line as we did at the end of the last hour with our most recent caller. You can do that too. Just go to discord.lrn.fm and then join the top chat room that you'll see there. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. We will continue to take your calls about what you want. And then we'll get into the story about Microsoft actually doing the right thing for once and turning against the federal government.
I love when that happens.
This is the same
company. Happen very often.
Right. It's the same company, of course, that also notoriously helped the NSA, you know, by putting back doors into things like Skype or whatever. But now they are pushing back, and they are doing the right thing against the federal government, trying to get access to files that Microsoft is storing outside of the United States. And that's now going to be a Supreme Court case, which we're going to tell you more about coming up here in moments. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Once again, that toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. David is in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to pick up on what your first caller was talking about on the racism. Mm-hmm. But say, have you heard from your caller Patrick in Bullhead City lately, the cop?
The cop. It's been a few weeks, I think.
Yeah, I haven't.
Patrick, you need to call in because there was a couple of cops injured in Bullhead City. It's not all that big a place. Mm. And they weren't badly injured, but they were injured. So hopefully it wasn't Patrick. So maybe he'll call in and let us know. On the race.
Well, he's in a hospital bed. He's probably got plenty of time on his hands. So,
right.
Certainly. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, right. I don't notice anything in person so much out in public, but I sure notice on the media, on the airwaves in particular. If you've noticed on NPR based programming, that all the university stations virtually, and then other public radio that's not associated with universities. Actually, one of our public radio here in Albuquerque is from the public schools. The APS, Albuquerque Public Schools, sponsors one, and then the University of New Mexico sponsors another.
Just to interrupt you momentarily, the issue, in case listeners are just tuning in, that you're bringing up is from the beginning of our first hour, where we had a caller that was talking about feeling as though he was maybe being discriminated against, but not really having any kind of evidence for it, just more of like a feeling,
right,
which seemed to be based on more of the input of media that he was consuming than it did anything that actually happened to him in reality. And that's what you're commenting on, was the media. So go ahead.
Yeah, and on those media streams from public radio, it's virtually, from my listening to it, nonstop identity politics. You know, you can tune in at random times, just about any time, and you'll hear something against, you know, basically my demographic is what I pick up on, you know, as a typical WASP. But one in particular that is really bad that keeps referring to, well, and I should interject that, you know, prior to this round of politics, this last few years, this race politics, I was, and I still am, but lesser now that I've been feeling like I'm getting picked on. I used to be as supportive as I possibly can for every different community that considers itself a minority, but I've kind of backed off because I feel attacked on that media. And one program in particular we have in Albuquerque is a Native American program, Native America Calling, and they come over the University of New Mexico station. And I listen to that every day. Just, it's kind of like a game now to see if they can do a program without making a racist, you know, having one of their callers be allowed to make racist comments about they refer to us as the Anglos, the Europeans, the colonizers is a real. Yeah.
And that to me is the equivalent of talking about racism and talking about slavery. I'm like, No offense to any of you, but you were not brought here as slaves.
Not now.
Not now.
Nor was I the slave master.
No, but maybe some of my, well, I know for a fact, some of my ancestors were.
Hmm.
Not in the United States.
I don't
but
know anything
in
about
South
my ancestors.
South American countries. Evidently, my family had some plantations.
Down in South America?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Hey, thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Tom.
He's in
Utah. Apparently, he's already having a conversation. Tom?
Tom?
Huh? You're on the radio. Tom?
Oh, I'm on the radio?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me just, Ian, if I can say real quick, I'm assisting Tom, who's blind. He's a victim of retaliatory assault because
okay.
of a government whistleblower.
Ooh, okay.
His reports have been validated, and his research has been validated by the CDC. And
the GAO.
The GAO. And that's on his website, gassingamerica.com.
Gassingamerica?
Yes, gassingamerica.com.
And what is that? What is that
and
revealing?
And that's about carbon monoxide poisoning because of a dangerous defect in the design of manufactured homes that's been approved and regulated by HUD because there's
okay.
over 3 feet of difference or 3 feet of distance between the exhaust of gas appliances, including heaters, water heaters, you know, furnaces, cooking stoves and whatnot, mm-hmm. and the fresh air intake. And the CDC actually says if you're running a generator, for example, you need to have a cord that's 25 feet long to separate carbon monoxide possibility from flowing into your home. But since 1976, as Tom has researched, manufactured mobile homes have been regulated and approved to be designed with only a 3 feet separation distance. So a lot of people have gotten sick and died, and it is one of the most underreported, least detected, wrongly diagnosed, and also, wrongly treated.
Now, is this something that is affecting all mobile homes, or are there just the ones that are the government's putting into, like, government mobile home structures?
That's every single manufactured or mobile home produced since 1976. That's about 12 to 17 million units. Now, some units are electrically heated. They have less of a problem. They have actually contamination from sewer vents that are put only four inches away from an intake, a powered intake that allows air to be brought in for the people to breathe.
Hmm. So I got to ask, what's the motivation for the government to allow this to continue? Because I'm sure there's a ridiculous level of regulation of the building of manufactured homes, like there's a ridiculous regulation of everything else in this country.
Right.
Why do they let this go?
Well, liability in the first place, but somebody, the only thing I can figure, no one in their right mind, like Keith has just indicated, would put anybody closer than 25 foot from a generator, according to CDC. But in the case of these mobile homes, they have a breathing air intake on the roof only 3 feet away from the exhaust of the furnace that whole system is tied to.
Hmm.
So you have to ask yourself, what is the motivation? Well, I can only figure out one. That's to provide sick people an opportunity for medicine to make more money. But also, who lives in a manufactured or mobile home? Is it the wealthy?
No.
The elite or the poor?
The poor.
So if you want to cull the population and get rid of the breeders and eaters, make sure they breathe carbon monoxide and the other exhaust fume gas. By the way, I was taken down to New Orleans after Katrina. I helped them identify the cause of death and injury in those FEMA trailers.
Yeah, I remember that story where they were like leaking formaldehyde or something like that, seeping through the walls.
Well, formaldehyde is the secondary gas produced in a combustion flame.
Hmm.
If you roll a pack of cigarettes on its side, it will give a caution to smoking mothers, for example. It says the number one toxin that is affecting your child is number one, carbon monoxide, followed by what we call wet carbon monoxide, which is H2CO. That is
formaldehyde. Tom, you sound like you've done a lot of research on the subject. What was it, gassingamericans.com, or what was it, the site?
Gassing America.
GuessingAmerica.com. Good luck with that, and thank you for the call tonight. Sounds pretty, you know, scary. So I imagine if you're looking into buying a mobile home or a manufactured house, you'd want to ask the manufacturer, you know, to talk about that. Where are your vents and such? Because I imagine this doesn't affect them all. I don't know what percentage. More coming up.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us on the radio here. The live Saturday edition continues with me, Ian.
And Chris.
Want to let you know about a site that I'm pretty excited about. It's liberty.menu. And it's something that libertarians have been wanting for a long time. And there have been other attempts at this. but they just never really got off the ground in any kind of meaningful way. Now, maybe that's because the Liberty community is just too small and it can't work. I don't know. But we wanted to get behind Liberty.menu and give this one the best shot it could possibly have at making it. And what I'm talking about is a libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist business directory, basically. And there's also other things like digital content and meetings and events that you can list here. But if you've got a business and you want to attract people who think like you, if you're a liberty-minded person, you want to attract those people as customers, then you want to be on liberty.menu. You want to put your business there. Chris, your business, Route 101 Local Goods,
absolutely,
is there. It is listed on liberty.menu. It's already racked up 4 reviews by some of the users on the website, which is cool because there's this kind of, you know, not only are there reviews that you can leave, but there's a bit of a social networking aspect to the site as well. It is available to you if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. This really is a liberty oriented business directory, and it's excellent. It works well. I gotta say, I was really impressed when I first saw this over the summer in 2017, and now we're rolling it out internationally to our audience. So it's not just something focusing on New Hampshire, even though there's a lot of entries for New Hampshire. That's where they rolled it out, so that's really where the way they connected with people and physically showed them in reality. But you can try this out. Go and get your business up right now over at liberty.menu. It's free to register. It's free to list. You can list as many things as you want there for free. So if you're, you've got 5 different projects, no problem. Put all 5 of them up there. You got a meeting that you want to put up there. You got some digital content you want to put up. That's all cool. They've got different categories, and really, you really ought to check this out. It's a great site. Liberty.menu as we go to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, privacy is once again under attack by the federal government. There's a case going to the Supreme Court that is actually surprisingly being brought by Microsoft of all corporations. But first, we go to Patrick in Georgetown, South Carolina. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Patrick. Hey there, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, the reason for my, basically to get y'all's opinion or what you think about the investigation by Mueller with the Trump dossier, basically, it looks as if, you know, that there's no really Russian collusion. So basically, do you think they're just kind of like fishing on a fishing expedition to try to get him on something else, kind of like what they did with Paul Manafort and Flynn, that sort of thing, or...
What is going on? I got to say, I don't follow this situation closely. I mean, corruption in D.C. Surprise! Chris, have you been following this Mueller-Trump drama?
A little bit. I mean, it all sort of started out with this dossier that turned up right before the election.
Is this about the Russians?
Yes, it was about the Russians, and this was the allegations of Trump's... activities in a hotel in Moscow that may have involved prostitutes. That was an allegation.
Oh, yeah.
All this stuff.
And the golden showers or whatever.
Right.
That was supposed to be false.
How could you not remember that? So all this stuff happens, and
if only video had come out.
Exactly. But then kind of what happened was through this whole probe and everything else, They looked into where these things originated, and it appeared that maybe some of this stuff had originated from the Obama White House and some
the stories about Trump.
Well, who paid to gather this information, and whether it was Hillary's campaign or whether it was the Obama White House?
Is that what they're trying to figure out now?
Well, that's
who paid.
That's what the Republicans have been trying to get. The FBI and Mueller to come to that conclusion. I think that would be a fair way to state it.
Patrick, what's new about this? What are your comments on exactly?
Yeah, well, basically, it's they hired the special prosecutor basically to go in and investigate this, and they got Paul Manafort for some tax evasion back in the 90s or early 2000s. Because, they kind of throw a big old fishing net, whoever they can grab in that net. But the basis for the special prosecutor was to find out, allegedly, Trump was basically the Russians helped Donald Trump win the election. That is the Democrat argument. And basically, then they hired this, let's just face it, Republicans didn't want Donald Trump. Republicans and Democrats, they didn't want him. You know, basically, they didn't.
The powers that be within the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say, the powers to be.
Weren't there also a bunch of donations given to the Clinton Foundation by some Saudi prince or whatever?
There's so much crap in D.C., and it's going back and forth between both of them.
What's the difference? I mean, Russians paying for Trump or Saudi princes paying for the Clintons? I mean, there's outside influences to U.S. politics.
Or the United States, you know, actively involved in sometimes assassinating people running for office in other countries to sway foreign policy in our direction.
That happened in Iran, didn't it, with the CIA?
No, we've been all of Chile. We've been all over the map, but not in America.
Hey, Patrick, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, and one other, like you brought up the Saudi prince, contributing to the Hillary Clinton, their fund or fundraiser, and like you had mentioned something about the Russians, but do you remember when Netanyahu was running for election to get reelected in Israel, where the Obama administration, they did a proxy there to try to have the other guy, the other side. I mean, we're involved in other countries' elections regardless, whatever
yes, we
benefits
are.
America. But basically, you know, Obama had spent our taxpayers' money to influence the election in Israel.
Great point.
With Netanyahu.
It's okay when they do it.
And,
right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, basically, the investigation, because when I said they cast that net, and they got Paul Manafort for tax evasion back in the 90s or early 2000, then they got Flynn for the lying to the FBI, so that's a felony.
Right.
Basically, I was just, you know, do you think that basically they're going to cast that net because every one of us in America or even in the world, we have committed something that's just not on the up and up or the perfect. It could be any little thing as down to a lie. You know what I'm saying?
We commit five felonies every day. The average person commits five felonies every day. We don't even know it.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
Exactly. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for that.
The other thing I would add to that is he said, you know, whatever benefits America, and I don't really believe that to be true. I believe it, whatever benefits the oligarchy.
The government.
Right. Well, not even the government, but I'm saying the people that control the government. Yeah. And I highly recommend Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. It's a great book about how the U.S., not only the government, but big business manipulates these countries.
All right. We got more coming up here. Plenty of time for you. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's our number. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. And speaking of Russian-related news, I actually have a headline here about Russian scientists who are apparently under arrest for mining Bitcoin.
Yikes.
We got a chance, we can tell you about that. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here with you tonight, and I do want to let you know about Liberty Stickers. It's a great way to reach people with the ideas of liberty. It's from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker or more than one, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. It's Eli in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Eli. Well, not an intelligent conversation, but I hope you're all right. The toll-free number, it was a pretty good scream. I mean, I would have liked to have kept it going just to see how long he could have gone for.
I know. Or if he could have done like a rock scream, you know what I mean?
Just like that was a pretty good like blood-curdling scream.
Yeah, that was not
something horrifying not may have been happening to him there just as we picked up the phone. So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Russian nuclear scientists arrested for a Bitcoin mining plot, according to BBC reporting this filed just yesterday, where suspects in the Russia top secret nuclear warhead facility have been arrested for allegedly trying to use one of Russia's most powerful supercomputers to mine bitcoins, say the media. The Federal Nuclear Center in Sarov, Western Russia, is a restricted area. The center's press service said, quote, there has been an unsanctioned attempt to use computer facilities for private purposes, including so-called mining. The supercomputer was not supposed to be connected to the Internet to prevent intrusion, and once the scientists attempted to do so, the Nuclear Center Security Department was alerted. They were handed over to the Federal Security Service, the FSB, which, according to the Russian news service MASH, quote, as far as we are aware, a criminal case has been launched against them, the press service told Interfax. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, of course, don't rely on centralized computer servers. Those people who provide computer processing power to the cryptocurrency enable transactions to take place. They can get rewards for that in Bitcoin.
So this, just not to get technical, and I'm not going to get technical, I promise, folks, and I know some people just don't like all the crypto talk sometimes, but if you're gonna mine with hardware, you have to have software.
Mm-hmm.
You have to run a program that's going to do that.
That's right.
So not only did somebody like commandeer a mainframe, but somebody actually took the time to write mining software for a mainframe.
Because it wouldn't normally work. Just any old program won't work on.
No, it would be very specific. And, you know, if you go out and research mining, you'll find software you can download and mine on your computer, mm-hmm. mine using your graphics cards or whatever. But never in that list of options. It's like, well, I have a Macintosh, I have a Linux machine, or I have a Cray 1 supercomputer at home. You know, that option is just never there.
If you want to join us here, I just thought that was funny because we were talking about Russia there with that last caller. You're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom. But here's the story that I mentioned at the very beginning of the show. This is about a Supreme Court case that is going to be held or heard later this month. According to McClatchy in D.C., McClatchyDC.com, Supreme Court justices will hear a case involving Microsoft's heated dispute with federal prosecutors over whether Microsoft must turn over data that's currently hosted in a storage facility in Ireland. At the heart of the legal dispute is whether U.S. courts can compel a company to turn over an individual's data when it is held overseas.
This is a really interesting one, because that has been a defense that's been used before by particularly cloud companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think of the cloud and don't know what it is. Clouds are just
servers.
Just servers and
somewhere.
It's disks. It's somewhere, and that's where it's being held. But cloud technology allows you to co-locate data, you know, have a hot online backup somewhere else, or distribute it almost like a blockchain, spread the data out across many machines. And when those machines are outside of a country's jurisdiction, how does our government justify saying, no, I want that?
Without having read their position, okay, so going into this pretty blind, I would say their justification is going to be, you know, well, first of all, terrorism.
Right.
But secondly, drug dealers. Thirdly, dark web. But fourthly, the idea is that they created these corporations. From a legal perspective, Microsoft, now, while Microsoft is likely registered in a variety of different governmental jurisdictions in a variety of ways.
Sure.
Originally, it was, I believe, a U.S.-based corporation.
I'd say that's a safe bet.
And a corporation is, as we've discussed previously, and remember, governments are corporations, too.
Ooh, I'll go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, corporations are a legal fiction. So the idea of a legal fiction is, in the world of legal land, which is the world that government inhabits, this is the world that lawyers inhabit, this is a world that you and I, we don't really understand it. And
by design.
Right. It is designed to be obtuse. It is designed to be nebulous, Byzantine, mm-hmm. labyrinthine, very confusing, very complex. They take words that appear to be English and they redefine them. Don't believe me? Go ahead and look up the word person.
Right.
In the world of law. So they redefine words however they want to, and they can say what they want. They can basically do whatever they want. But anyway, the idea of the legal fiction is the lawyers concocted at some point, group of attorneys in the past, said to themselves, well, what can we do to protect people who we like, big business, mm-hmm. the people who pay our paychecks, from being liable for their actions? and they came up with the idea of a corporation. It's not you. It's Route 101 Local Goods,
right.
Chris.
Absolutely.
You didn't do that. The corporation did that.
You didn't build that.
Right. And so a corporation is this sort of legal concept. It's a file folder. It's a set of papers that somebody has, you know, put words onto and signed that says, now, we, the lawyers, we, the government, have deemed that this concept is now a legal thing. It is a thing that can do things, it can create things, it can own things, it can be taxed, it can be regulated. And so basically the idea being, and again, like I said, I'm totally speculating here on what one of their arguments might be, and that is that we made you.
Right.
You came to us, Microsoft, and right. You said, we want to do this the right way, we want to do this legal, what papers do we have to fill out, government? Because this is what people believe they're supposed to do when they start a business, is to go and ask the government how to do it. And, of course, the government's always going to be like, well, you can pay us. And
well, you're going to pay us.
Here's some forms that you can fill out. That would be helpful. See, now your business is better now that you have all these forms.
Right, right.
So the idea being that the corporations are creations of the states, the state itself being a corporation. And so, therefore, their argument could be that, well, we made you. So how can you say that because you, that which was created by us, you stored some files in some other place in the world where we don't normally spend our time, that you can somehow avoid our control?
Right.
No.
Nope.
So the showdown here, according to the story at McClatchy, D.C., is unfolding on several fronts, because some people are saying this is a ruling that could offer a future roadmap for the Internet. And, in fact, more than a dozen legal briefs have been filed from around the globe on this particular case. Bills put forward in both chambers of Congress this week would partially resolve disputes over law enforcement access to private data held across borders. The bipartisan bills would obligate service providers in possession, custody, or control of data to turn it over to prosecutors under certain conditions, regardless of where in the world the material is stored. Still, so they're trying to make it legal after the fact,
right,
of whatever this issue was. Still, some mystery surrounds the legal dispute that will be aired February 27th in the Supreme Court. For one, prosecutors have never identified the person who is targeted in a warrant issued by a New York District Court judge in 2013. We'll tell you more about the case, because, again, Microsoft is saying, well, we don't want to turn that information over. It's not located in the United States. We shouldn't have to. Should they? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Live from the Verticon Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the Crypto Hour. Right to you, my Helium. 47 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, be caller 5 to get some free coins. This is the call.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here on the radio. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As you can, of course, join us in our Discord chat. There are voice chat rooms and text chat rooms on a variety of different topics. Listeners are in multiple rooms as we speak. So head on over, get interactive. Chris and I are both in there as well. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show. It is ostensibly the world's largest libertarian Discord already. It didn't take us more than a couple weeks to gain that title. It's more of a sad statement about the libertarian movement than anything else. And so check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, I added a chat room for New Hampshire-based discussions, meaning people could ask about New Hampshire or people in New Hampshire can talk about stuff, whatever, because we want people who love freedom to move to New Hampshire. There's 101 reasons why you ought to consider doing so. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, please take an hour of your time and watch 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film.
It really is.
It is for free. You can watch it online anytime you want at 101reasonsfilm.com. Highly recommend you do that because you really owe it to yourself to find out the details about the most successful liberty migration in the world. Thousands of people who think like you, if you're a liberty-minded person, have moved already. Chris, that's the reason why you and I know each other. You came up here from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I moved up from Florida. There's people from all around the world, some as far away as Russia, who have come here.
Absolutely.
And made a better life for themselves. Just simply by moving, you're already more free than in most places. And the fact that we have so many liberty-minded people here, people are running for office, they're winning as Republicans, as Democrats. We even have libertarians who are in the state representative seats in New Hampshire. That doesn't happen in any other state.
No.
So there is, I guess, one state senator in Nebraska who's a libertarian, but as far as state reps are concerned, we've got more than every other state combined here, and the other states combined have zero. So we've got three.
And as Cato likes to remind us, Cato Institute does a Freedom in the 50 States poll. New Hampshire is
number
the
one
freest in the 17th freest country in the world.
Yep, and so it would be interesting to see New Hampshire broken out Because
and see how we stand against other countries.
Whenever you look at the freedom rankings, the world freedom rankings, as you pointed out, the U.S. is usually the bottom pack of the top 20.
Yeah.
And
17 this year in, Cato's.
It was in the 20s the previous year. Now it's in like 17, you said.
Well, there you go.
But that may also be because other places have been getting less free, so who knows what the interplay between the countries have been. But it would be interesting to see New Hampshire ranked separately, all the states ranked separately, along with the other countries in the world, just to see where is the freest place in the world. Certainly New Hampshire's got to be in the top five, I would guess, of the whole world. Hong Kong's a tough one to beat. They've been dominating the top of the charts for a long time, but it would be interesting to see if it was a neck-and-neck kind of fight.
You know what, though? Not a day goes by that I don't sit here and go, there's something more we can change. There's a whole lot left to do.
In New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
I can't even
New
imagine.
Not free.
Living in a California or a New York or someplace like that. It just, I can't even comprehend it. I had to choose the freest place I could be.
So go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can check that out there. You can interact with other people who are inside and outside of New Hampshire on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. So we've been talking about the disturbing case out of the Supreme Court. It's going to be heard later this month. It is a case brought by Microsoft, actually, and they are challenging the federal government in its demands that Microsoft turn over information regarding some clients or whatever, that they've got data that's being stored outside of the United States. And the story's going to tell us a little bit more about it. It's by Tim Johnson at McClatchyDC.com. Gregory T. Nudgeheim, a senior counsel at the Center for Democracy and Technology, said, "But we don't know what the nationality is of the subject." This is regarding a person who is targeted by a warrant issued by a New York District Court judge in 2013. They've never identified. Prosecutors have never identified this person. So the expert here is saying, "We know the case is about drugs, but we don't know a lot more than that." Prosecutors demanded from Microsoft all emails and information associated with the subject's account, and the Redmond, Washington tech giant responded that it could not be forced to turn over information stored overseas, in this case at a data center in Dublin, Ireland.
All right, I just got to stop you right there. We're spending time, valuable time, on this story. They've spent enough court time to take this all the way to the Supreme Court, and it's about drugs.
Well, it's about privacy is what it's about.
No, I know that, but the original case is about drugs, which is just something that somebody wants to voluntarily put into their own body.
No doubt. And they should be able to.
This is insane.
And they're going to continue.
They will.
The government can prosecute this to the max. They can throw this guy in the slammer for the rest of his life, and somebody else is going to go sell some drugs in New York.
Yep, they will.
At its heart, the case goes to the conundrum of the modern age. Where does data in the cloud actually reside, and what sovereign entity should have control? Quote, is the data on the server wherever the server is located? Or is the data from wherever you can access that server? Or does the data not have any location? Asked Faiza Patel, co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the New York University School of Law's Brennan Center for Justice. A different program at the NYU's law school filed an amicus brief in the case. The most pertinent statute on data, the Stored Communications Act, was passed three decades ago.
1986?
Yep, 1986. Quote, the government relies on a law enacted in 86 before anyone conceived of cloud computing, said Brad Smith, Microsoft's chief president legal officer, wrote in a blog on January 19th. While prosecutors and big tech companies clash over access to digital data in the United States, the issue also has broad resonance overseas, leading some countries to demand that data be stored within their own borders. Prosecutors abroad also complain of obstacles to conducting probes of criminal suspects using U.S.-based webmail. Quote, 8 of the 10 most popular web services and websites in almost every country in the world, with few exceptions, are American, said Andrew K. Woods, professor at the University of Kentucky College of Law. He added that foreign requests to companies like Microsoft and Google for email disclosure have soared. Quote, the cops in Brazil, India, and France, all of the cops in the world, want to issue normal evidence orders in accordance with local law, and then they are frustrated or stymied by American rules.
Yeah, this is crazy, too. I mean, pick whatever country you want in the world. If they want something from a U.S. corporation, they have to go through basically our Department of Justice. and all the red tape there. You know, let's say it's something like a murder, you know, and there's an actual victim. You know, for once, they're investigating something with an actual victim. They have to go through our Department of Justice, and let's say the murder is on the loose.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes the State Department, you know, 3 weeks to respond to the initial request, at which point they will issue a ruling that so-and-so can listen to this. So I've read about this from the point of view of other countries and how frustrating it is to try to deal with this ridiculous, insane American bureaucracy. And it just seems like in some cases, it just should come down to do the right thing. And in other cases, it should be none of your business. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. Although, you know, in some cases, when the government is coming after somebody for something, the opinions differ as far as what the right thing to do is.
Oh, I get it.
You know, maybe the government's prosecuting somebody that didn't do it, you know, and they're looking for any kind of shred of evidence that can convict this person. And maybe there's an email conversation in that person's inbox that may, you know, lend some credence to the prosecutor's just fallacious claims. I don't know, but
or
you know,
may have nothing to do with any of it, but may still be illegal.
But by helping the prosecution in that case, you may be helping put an innocent man in prison, even though it may seem like the right thing to do because, oh, we're investigating a murder.
Yeah, my argument here is that you don't need government in the middle of all this. You could handle all this with, you know, prosecutors, independent prosecutors, dealing with independent companies and dealing with just somebody to arbitrate this. This whole thing of inserting government into a dispute between two parties, that's what this comes down to. That's what we do.
Wood cited a hypothetical case in which a Londoner is a suspect in the murder of a fellow Brit, a crime investigated by local police. He said everything about this case is British, but the police can't go to Google and compel them to give the content of the suspect's email account. They'll have to go through the mutual legal assistance process. And that's not only slow, but it's also, they say, an affront to British sovereignty. Unquote. The U.S. government has struck mutual legal assistance treaties, or MLATs, with about a third of the world's countries. It's a mechanism that, while useful, can clog the wheels of justice. It's a slow and laborious process. It often takes months, if not years, for governments to respond, said Jennifer Daskal, former attorney in the National Security Division of the Justice Department. She now teaches at a college. More criminal cases than ever involve digital evidence, she said, and the volume of these requests is just going to keep on increasing exponentially. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, unless, of course, we were to end the war on drugs, and they wouldn't have near as much to actually investigate in the first place. Hour 3 is coming up. You can share your thoughts.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.